Hi, I'm Karen Salzer, and when I'm not empowering busy women and young girls, I'm listening to the Power Plug podcast by Fidelity Bank.
Are you a woman ready to charge up her business? You're in the right place. This is the Power Plug podcast by Fidelity Bank, where we believe in your POWER, the potential of women entrepreneurs realized, and all women with an entrepreneurial spirit. Each episode is filled with practical advice, tools, and tips to help you build your business and keep you energized. Now, for your host, Mary Foley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm your host, Mary Foley. Have you ever asked yourself the question, if only I had said and spoken my authentic truth, if only I had signed up for that class, if only I had asked for help when things got really rough? Well, if you've ever answered yes to that question, if only I, well, then you're going to love today's guest. She was there once, and she's here today to share what she's learned, that what took her from if only I to I did. But before that, I want you to make sure to check out all the podcasts on topics of all kinds of things to help you groove and grow and manage your business. Topics like how to do power networking strategies, or how to really be smart about leasing an office space, or how to do savvy market research. Because yes, you do not have to be a huge company to do really smart market research. How to really find balance in today's world, and a whole lot more. Now, to get these episodes, all you have to do is go to fidelitybankpower.com and you can listen ASAP. You just subscribe also to get access on your phone so you can listen at any time. You're going to see right there on fidelitybankpower.com where you can click on any of the icons to subscribe. If you've got an iPhone, you're going to want to click on the iTunes app. And if you have an Android phone, you're going to want to click on the Stitcher app. Then you just simply create a free account and you can start listening. So let's get into today's topic and today's guest. Today we have Karen Salzer, and she is the founder creator of Pebble Nation, a community for those in search of living a life of pure joy and happiness. And she didn't get to doing this work by accident. It was after a long road of motherhood, demanding career, and lots of unhappiness. Well, today, as a graduate of the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, an alum of Gabby Bernstein's Spirit Junkie Masterclass, and lots of personal work, she inspires and coaches women as well as young girls to design and live their best life. Karen, welcome to the Power Plug Podcast.
Hi, Mary. Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm super excited.
I am super excited for you to be here too. And you know, just learning a little bit more before doing this podcast together about your story, I thought, oh my gosh, that's so powerful, because where you are now would not be possible without where you've been, right? So I'm going to start there. Can you just share the story of where you've been?
Absolutely. I would love to. So Mary, I guess I'll start with just saying that, you know, I was born and raised in New Orleans. I went to LSU. I studied architecture at LSU, and I found myself in my early 20s practicing as a graduate architect and, you know, really enjoying New Orleans for what it was. I lived with my two older sisters, had a great life. And then I started my family in my late 20s. My son was born, in the 1995 is when it all started, and that, you know, really changed things for me. Being a mother and working, I struggled with that in the very beginning. And we found, as a family, we actually were relocated. I left New Orleans and went up to Indiana for a while, and I was a stay-at-home mom, and that I found was equally challenging for me. Being a career woman, I, you know, found it difficult to actually keep myself busy and entertained and do all the things, and, you know, that I wanted to do in life, just staying at home as a mom. So that really led me to exploring my hobbies and interests, which then took me to my second career as a photographer. I found myself living overseas I was in Australia, and as soon as I got there, I enrolled in school and studied photography while I was there. That was, for me, a great turning point in my life, because I really actually found that my passion could become something as a profession. And I had a successful photography business for a while, found myself back in New Orleans 1 year before Hurricane Katrina. I opened up my dream studio there on Magazine Street. It's called Mon Ami Photography. Loved it. I specialized in photographing children, and really just, it was a passion that was just a true joy for me. And at the time, I was a single mom with three children, and it was really, really tough. So when the storm hit and the city got basically shut down for 6 months, I really had to do some deep soul searching. And that was probably one of the biggest turning points of my life, coming back to New Orleans, trying to figure out what I was going to do to sustain my lifestyle, to provide for my children, and to really find that true happiness again. So as things turned out, I was actually approached by Holy Cross School, and they asked me if I wanted to become their project manager to help them through the FEMA process of rebuilding. And that was such a blessing, because not only did it take me out of my comfort zone, I had to relearn or to learn a whole new profession as a project manager and navigating through the public assistance program. But it really forced me to show up. And so for me, I'm so fortunate that happened, because, you know, from scratch, you know, built this company, my sister and I joined forces, and the Soulja Group was born. And that's actually still a firm that's living, you know, strongly right now. Super excited about all the work that we've done in the city and the rebuilding effort. And it taught me so much about asking for help, being vulnerable, not being afraid to ask questions and to be coachable, right? I mean, I had mentors that were there for me to show me the way, to pave the path. And about 5 years ago, I found myself again as this perpetual student, really getting bit by the bug of, you know, what is that true happiness for me? And always sort of like self-discovering, you know, what was showing up for me, what was coming into my life. And for me, it was my health was taking a little bit of a nosedive just because of my work schedule. And so I found myself living in the Groundhog Day, you know, just that same thing happening, showing up every single day. And I just wasn't feeling fulfilled. My, you know, kids, there's a lot of things that were happening, but I made a conscious decision. I can remember almost to the day of saying, okay, I need more. There is more out there. So I started this personal development journey about 5 years ago. And you mentioned integrative nutrition, the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. And that was, again, another turning point in my life, where I became a student again and learned that there is a lot more to life than just career. you know, and really that work-life balance for me, I just started to really dive, you know, headfirst into that, and really, you know, reorganizing priorities, figuring out what was important to me. And just super, you know, I look at my life now as I was 5 years ago, and it's just been an extreme change.
Yeah, I was thinking of that as you were talking about that, because, you know, this thing of going from unhappy to happy. I mean, first of all, it took a little while, right? And it took some deliberate effort. There were lots of circumstantial changes there. Some, it sounds like, that were likely you initiated. Some maybe you just had to respond to in that whole process. And so I'm curious on that. I mean, so often, in fact, I've not yet met and talked to a woman entrepreneur, a small business owner, who's not going through some kind of change, personally or professionally. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I think that's just part of the life experience overall. Yet, that doesn't make it easy always to do. So What are some ways, what did you learn in all of this about how to accept change and how to adapt so that you're moving towards happiness?
Great question. I guess the first, and, first and foremost, I learned that, and I've learned to accept that every decision and every choice that I've made has led me exactly to this place of where I am, and actually I've learned to accept and embrace the fact that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And that, the skills and the gifts that I've been given are enough, right? This constant wanting to be this perpetual student, it comes with also this, we all, this idea of perfectionism, right? We all strive to be this idea or this perception of what perfection is. And, learning that, accepting more of a Zen lifestyle, of living in the present moment and being truly present has really allowed me to work on that mind, body, soul connection. And I think that's really, for me, is the key to true happiness. And so, a couple of just non-negotiables for me is, this spiritual practice that I've started over these last few years, and really in just, diving into that and exploring that and living by example. The best thing I can do for my children is to show up and model the behavior that I would like for them to emulate. And, that's hard sometimes because we're our own worst critic. We're so tough on ourselves. And so learning to be kind to ourselves, to have practices of self-love and self-care that allow you to truly, be okay for things that are showing up, right? Like you said, there's obstacles or challenges that have been thrown in my path, but, learning that they're just maybe a lesson, right? And sitting back and kind of taking a look at a 30,000 foot level and saying, what was that lesson? And, what spiritual lesson am I being shown, and accepting it and moving on, and knowing that in any moment that we can make that shift from something that could be negative to something positive. And so for me, that's something that I'm constantly working on and trying to model for my family and for my children.
This has already been so inspiring, and I really appreciate your openness of sharing your story and your honesty, Karen. We have got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I've got a few more questions. So hold on, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Liz Brockman, in charge of power at Fidelity Bank. As a woman in business, you know that it all comes down to great relationships with your customers, employees, suppliers, and your bank. That's why we're excited about our new Power Program. We have designed to meet not only your financial needs to grow your business, but also your non-financial ones, like practical know-how, savvy connections, and trustworthy resources. Whether it's our online Power Member Directory, member-only Facebook group, sponsored events, or more, we are your community partner to help your business succeed and flourish. At Fidelity, we're here for powerful business. When women in business succeed, we all do. To find out more, go to fidelitybankpower.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. This is Mary Foley, and I'm talking with Karen Sulzer, creator of PebbleNation.com. And we're talking about designing and living your best life, no matter if it's got a lot going on of change and adjustment, because that just is life. You can still design and live your best life while that's happening. That's what I've already learned, Karen. Am I right about that?
That's right. 100%.
Okay. Excellent. So here, I want to really get into this thing of, how this can help us as busy business women. What are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned from your journey so far that can help us as a businesswoman?
So I go back to probably the biggest lesson is being present. So whether you're at the office, whether you're at home, whether you're with a family member or by yourself, just being conscious of being present, right? So what that might look like is, you know, we are so distracted, like I was mentioning about the phone or, you know, social media or whatever, or feeling like we have to be on or available 24/7. So for me, a big lesson learned is being intentional with our time, and just being present in the moment of whatever it is that we're doing.
And that can be really easy with clients on our mind. I've got to get this done by the end of the day. I've got to respond to that email. I've got to take care of that, you know, someone by a phone call, or I've got to make sure I, you know, meet this deadline. It'd be really easy for me personally to go, ah,
that's right.
Okay, so, truth be told.
Yes.
I usually do that in the morning. Ah, and so I write it all down and try to use my planner to help at least organize my day and block with that. But you were going to say,
I was just going to say exactly that, being organized and being intentional. So I liked always the night before actually delineate how, you know, what are the top five things that I want to accomplish tomorrow, and, you know, not be bogged down with all the little things, and really just, you know, you can write the list, but then prioritize the list, figure out what is the thing that has to get done. And then while I'm doing that, not be distracted or thinking about something else while I'm doing it.
Well, that last part, that second part, it's easy to write the list, so to speak, right? But then to work the list, and when I'm doing that, only focus on that one thing.
It's hard.
How do you get better at that? What's, you know, it's almost like a muscle you have to train. How did you personally get better at being present?
I'm still working on it. It's work in progress, right? But I think, you know, again, figuring out, you know, maybe having blocks of time. I like to set timers on my phone so that I know, you know, between these hours I'm doing this, or like I do things in 90-minute chunks. I think that's a helpful tip. It's, you know, if you're going to sit down and if you're writing or creating content or working on something, just being super intentional that, you know, I'm going to spend 90 minutes and I'm going to get up and I'm going to move for a few minutes, or I'm going to go, you know, nourish myself with, you know, food or, you know, movement, or going for a walk, right? Just taking a break. And so mixing it up a little bit for me seems to help.
Okay. You know, a lot of these things make me think about that you've just shared about when you're quiet or you're present, there's this aspect of being true to yourself, of and tuning into what that is. And so I'm just curious, in your journey, and whether it's how this may have come about and the businesses that you, in the, you know, Pebble Nation or other work that you do, as well as being a mom, what have you learned about being true to yourself? How does that play?
That's a great question, Mary. Being true to myself and to yourself is something that everyone should consider. And for me, it's trusting your gut. So when I think about, you know, what brings me joy, what brings me happiness, you know, what is the next right action for me? It's crystal clear. So I like to tell my clients, you know, write it down, make it happen. That's my, there's a book, Write It Down, Make It Happen. And I love it because for me, it's truly articulating what those things are that bring you joy, and be unapologetic about it. You know, make the list, believe it, trust it, and go for it. I am a risk taker, no doubt. I mean, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I have my hands in many different projects, but I always stay true to what those feelings are and those desires that are showing up. So for me, I totally believe that you have to trust what is coming up for you, and to really spend the time aligning yourself with those actions.
I love that. I mean, it's easier said than done, but you've given kind of this very clear, almost like Northern Star approach, right? That helps us to simplify how we might look at it and evaluate it.
But, you know, the other thing is, I think it's important to enjoy the journey. And it's not about, you know, I'll be happy when I get this thing or do this thing. It's like during the process to truly embrace that and to make it fun and exciting And it, you know, it's sometimes it's hard and uncomfortable, but that's, you know, you're expanding and growing and you're going to look back on it and say, wow, I'm so happy that I made, you know, took that chance, or I did that thing, or, you know, signed up for that class or did whatever it was, because I'm growing and people are watching. Our children especially, and back to the kid thing, but you know, our kids are watching us and they see us, you know, reaching and stretching, and it just forces them to hopefully do the same thing.
So, you know, discomfort does not have to equal pain, wrong direction, what the heck was I thinking?
That's right.
It may be actually equal, you're doing the absolute right thing, and notice the excitement, the energy, the positive fun that's there embedded with the whole process.
That's right. And I'll add one thing to that. If your dreams and your desires don't make you feel uncomfortable, then they're not big enough.
Ooh, oh no, that's right. So if you've achieved, let's say in your business, the level of success that you were aiming for, and you've worked really hard and you're like, this feels really good. You're like, great. Now, what's the next thing you're going to do, right? To grow your business or to expand it or make it different, right?
Right. Well, there's always the must need, you know, the must achieve. And then there's always the stretch goal, right? And so I always encourage having the stretch goal.
Okay. All right. Wow. There you go. Well, I want to understand more about Pebble Nation that you've started. And is this what happens if we get involved with you and Pebble Nation, that we're going to be stretched as well as hit those goals? I'm just curious about, tell us more about that. And why did you choose the name Pebble Nation?
So Pebble Nation was born, I guess, about 5 years ago. And as I was saying, that was really when I made the conscious decision to start this journey of personal development and growth and expansion. And I'll share just a short story. I was actually sitting on a park bench in City Park with my daughter. She was having a tennis lesson. And I saw myself as a younger version of, I mean, I saw in her myself as a nine-year-old. And it was, you know, she was nine at the time, and I was on the tennis court. I mean, that's what I did when I was nine. So it was just history was repeating itself. And I thought, oh my gosh, I went to the tennis instructor afterwards and I said, I need to show up tomorrow for a lesson and I'm coming back to playing tennis again. And so Pebble Nation, I, you know, had finished my studies at IIN, and I really wanted to network with other health coaches that were out there facilitating retreats and programs for women, especially, and for young girls. And I thought, wow, Pebble Nation. For me, it's like I wanted to go out and expand this ripple of positive energy in the world. And I thought, you know, we're all like little pebbles. You know, you see the image of the pebble. Everyone can close their eyes and envision the ripple effect. And I thought, wow, you know, we're just all these couples. So we're just going to unite together and have a unified voice. And then I, you know, just started, I thought, wow, Pebble Nation's kind of catchy, and started that as a movement and just a place to be able to express these dreams and desires that I had of just really trying to create more positive influence in the world.
Mm. And now, right now, you're currently doing a lot of what I think one-on-one mentoring with adult women, as well as you're doing some young girl group activities that you're leading. Tell us more about those.
That's correct. Yeah. So I am doing one-on-one coaching for women. I'm also hosting right now some offsite women's retreats. And so then I'm also a facilitator for Girl Life, which is a program for young girls. And I'm doing that here in New Orleans. And I usually co-host those with a small boutique here in the city.
Okay. All right. And when you say young girls, what ages are you talking about?
5 through 12. Mm, and those are workshops that we do. They're usually last for about 2 hours. And we cover different topics. You know, we always start off with gratitude, and we always have a craft and some circle time and just conversations about it. It's so awesome to see these young girls expressing themselves and being empowered with tools, like I was saying, that's going to take them really to the next level.
Hmm. Have you got something new that you're cooking up? Because it sounds to me like you have a whole track record. There's always something new on your horizon.
Yes, I do. Super excited. I am working, I have two business partners, and we are developing a Grand Bend Tennis Retreat. And that's going to be located in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, which is just an hour outside of New Orleans. And the concept started as a really a place to up-level your tennis game. That's first and foremost. We have, one of the partners is a she is a local pro here in the city, and she's phenomenal. And so she has a huge following. I started in one of her clinics and said, you know what? We need to bring you to Grand Bend. And my other partner is a marketing and sales genius. And so we're super excited. The concept is to be a small boutique accommodation combined with tennis. And then we're also going to facilitate other workshops and retreats for women.
Nice. Oh, wow. That is really neat. That's a pretty big deal too, to develop a whole retreat center. You know, it's one thing to hold a retreat. You know, I think that's a cool thing, but then to create a retreat center that becomes a resource, right? And an ongoing place where people can go. Good for you. I love
Thank
that.
You.
I'd yes. say that was that. Maybe that's not just one pebble. Maybe that's one big rock. Okay.
Yes, it is. Super excited.
That is exciting. I cannot believe we're already out of time. For those who want to learn more about you and to connect with you, what is the best way for people to get in touch with you, Karen?
Probably through my email. So that's karen@pebblenation.com. And if they want to learn more about Grand Bend, the Tennis Retreat Center, you can reach me at solzer@grandbendtennis.com. That's my last Great. Name. Sulzer okay. @grandbendtennis.com.
Okay, excellent. By the way, if we don't play tennis, is this still a cool place to go?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're going to have a huge teaching kitchen. We're going to be doing nutrition. There'll be other healing arts. We'll have some massage and acupuncture and a Zen den. You can go there just for chilling out and just relaxing. It can accommodate up to 20 people. It's going to be fantastic. We're so excited.
Nice. That is exciting. Well, we wish you the best for that one. Really, really.
Thank
well, this
you
has been
so
a delight.
Much.
Thank you so much. This has been great. And listen, I'm sure that you now need to go off and be present with your next activity. So thanks again for being with us today.
All of us have powerful people in our lives, just like the one on today's Power Plug podcast. Our Power Program is unlike any other in our region. At Fidelity, we're bringing amazing women together to be part of something special. We not only have banking and financial options with women entrepreneurs in mind, we also provide opportunities for you to make valuable connections and to promote your business. At Fidelity, we're here for powerful business. When women in business succeed, we all do. To find out more, go to fidelitybankpower.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Whew, wow, that was fast. But we hope you are feeling re-energized to power up your business and go after your dreams. Make sure you stay recharged. Subscribe to the Power Plug Podcast at FidelityBankPower.com so you can get the latest episode as soon as it comes out. Until next time, keep believing in the power of you just like we do.